go looking up the year 5778. And you can see here, this is connected to Kabbalah, Jewish belief, the Jewish calendar. And if you just do a Google search, you will see where a lot of these guys are connecting what is happening here with the year 5778. And how all the numbers point to this date or this year as being key. And as some were speculating, the return of their Messiah. Now, this is my point to you. If their Messiah is not Jesus Christ, then who do you think they are expecting to come? Now, if I've got your attention, these individuals with these other religions around the globe are using this other calendar system. And in reference to the 70-year pattern that was talked about biblically, from 1948, fast forward 70 years, you're in 2018. And there we are back at this marker of 2018, which in the heavens, there's going to be a triad of blood moons coming up, centering around 2018. Now, to kick all this off, a sign in the heavens, before all this commences, we will literally have this matching revelation here in the heavens. Now, the timeline and everything else that people debate on how things line up, my best advice to people out there is to learn to communicate peacefully and not argue and be further divided by things. What I'm trying to do is, I'm not sitting here saying that on this date, it's going to be tribulation, anything like that, or the rapture. What I'm saying is that there is definitely an event happening in the heavens that matches, and this is the closest one out of any, that matches what it's saying in Revelation. And also with the solar eclipse 2017 bringing these signs in the heavens, and it's unique. Unique things happening in the heavens that you really have to pay attention to. And like I said, walking right into this upcoming blood moon triad. Now, when looking here on Stellarium at this date, try to center this around here and take away the atmosphere. And let's see if I can get it spun around the way that I want it. Antares, Jupiter, the Moon, Mercury, Mars, Regulus, and when I add, go down here and I add the constellation artwork, that's when everything starts to come into picture. As you can see, the lion above her with its nine key points, Venus, Mars, and Mercury above her, the sun clothing her. You can see Jupiter, the moon, and with this depiction on how it is kicked up, you can see where everything sits. Let's see what this one up here is. That's Arcturus. So the alignment there. And when looking a little bit further into this and adding in some gematria,